This is Frank Gaffney with the Secure Freedom Minute. Last August, Joe Biden failed to deter the Taliban's final assault in Afghanistan. In fact, his conduct and odious orders to the U.S. military to cut and run in the middle of the night, leaving $83 billion worth of advanced weaponry behind, not only assured, but effectively invited the jihadists' victory there and whetted their appetite for more elsewhere. In February, Team Biden once again communicated its unwillingness to impose appreciable costs, this time for a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Vladimir Putin responded, like the Taliban. Now, as communist China prepares for war, the Biden administration is clearing the way for U.S. investors, including federal government employees and military personnel, to put their money in China. It's also easing Trump-era tariffs, further generating revenues that not only signal our provocative weakness, but actually will help pay for China's aggression. Had enough? This is Frank Gaffney.